the Sanderson Pens podcast, episode 288 for Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. Is this where I say, oh my God, 288?
Yeah, just keep doing that until we get to 300.
And then what?
Oh my God, it's 300. So, what do you call?
Oh God.
A group of rabbits walking backwards.
Stupid.
A receding hairline.
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That was like a 5.
We should have seen the one that didn't make the cut. New this week.
God help me.
First batch.
Oh, sorry.
Platinum Procyon.
See, number one, I think it should be like the Procyclon. Like, I look at it.
Like Battlestar Galactica or something?
Or Cyan or something. Like, the name just doesn't, I don't know.
Are you done?
No. I also think they should be a snap cap, and every time I go to try and snap the cap off, I'm
admit,
confused.
I admit I have done that, too. I've expected a snap cap, but it is, this is really a nice pen.
It's a screw cap.
It's a screw cap. New pen from Platinum that Luxury Brands has been bringing around to the shows, and there's a very tiny amount that came in that we were able to get. It's a good looking pen. It's got a little weight to it. It's got a new nib unit.
Let me get serious.
New feed.
Put the glasses on here.
It kind of resembles kind of like a Lamy nib because it kind of curves around and it sits on rails. A little heavier barrel.
It does look like a Lamy nib.
You know, this turquoise blue is really nice looking.
This, what is this, persimmon orange?
Persimmon orange.
That's kind of I'm going to do the Brian. That's kind of a cool color.
Citron yellow.
You know, I'm not a big yellow fan, but that's kind
of a really nice yellow. It's a happy yellow. It's kind of a matte. That one's a kind of a matte.
Yeah, without being, like, eye-searingly bright.
And then there's a kind of a gloss white, porcelain white, which is a nice white.
Another color?
There is another color that is not here yet. is a different blue, but that turquoise blue is just nice.
Like orange and blue, like Syracuse colors. Go see.
Cool clip.
All right, what's so cool about the clip?
It's just different.
Does it do tricks?
It's different. It doesn't do tricks, but it's got a nice. It's got a nice little.
Yeah.
Looks like a little shield on the top there.
Nice little design. Okay. And how much are these?
These are super reasonable. They're in the $50 range.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's got some weight to it. It's not like, you know, every other plastic steel nib pen.
That's a nice size. So that's really a good pen in that $50, $60 price range.
Yeah, it looks bomb-proof. I love this matte finish. It's got a real pleasing.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a fan of super shiny pens that are too slick and they slip out of your hand. So that's very cool.
But it's nice. So we're real limited availability right now, but we did manage to get a shipment in, so that's pretty cool.
You know, one thing they do on this nib that makes me happy, and it's really minor and petty, but to me, I like it. I like when you can easily find the nib size designation. Like right on the front, it says F for fine. I hate it when you can't tell. So that's just a little minor pet peeve. So these are good.
So new, Procyon. All right, next, go.
Well, aren't you just funny today? So the Twisby Go. Yes, we've had these before. We now have both the black, the smoke and the sapphire back in stock. And I started to take this apart to play with the spring, and Brian caught me and said it's loaded.
I almost did the same thing. I actually had the barrel off. I had my finger on the plunger, and as I tipped it down, I noticed there was ink in the chamber. And
it's just fun. One-handed.
So, back in stock. Yeah, we sold out of the first batch real quick, and then we had to wait before Twisby would ship us anymore. So,
you want to know a secret?
What's that?
I don't wait well. I want the blue.
Well, go downstairs.
I get it. Go. All right. What else? You're next.
Also from Eco coming out available. Also from Twisby, the Eco available tomorrow. This is not the pen. The Transparent Blues Special Edition.
Yes, that's going to be really pretty.
Available tomorrow, Thursday, the 20th of September.
It is a special edition, so it's a limited run. Once they're done, they're done.
One and done kind of deal.
Yep. They do that a lot lately.
It's a good looking pen. I really like it. I like the transparent barrel and the piston knob.
I haven't been a huge fan because if you follow us, you know I'm not crazy about transparent pens, but I do like the blue. That looks really pretty.
I've missed out on some of the other blue Twisbys. One of these days I gotta pull the trigger. The AL blue, I missed that one.
I could sell you one of the blue Ecos, make you a good deal.
Next up.
Yeah.
Edison Beaumont. The four current colors are being retired.
Okay.
So we have Bedrock Flake. There's that one. Nice.
I have one of those, don't I?
You've got a green one, I think. A special custom green one that you was a gift. Black Onyx Flake. It's kind of a black and gray. There is a Bordeaux Flake. A red. These all have chrome trim except for the Bedrock, and then the Sapphire Flake with chrome trim. Nice pen, flat top. That one doesn't have a nib in it.
None of them do.
None of them have a nib. But number 6 size Yovo nib, good size. These colors are being discontinued. We actually, these are the only ones we have, so when they're gone, they're gone. There are no more available at Edison, so when our stock is out, they're gone.
We'll be coming out with new ones.
New ones coming out within
soon.
A couple weeks.
That's all we know.
Can't talk about it yet.
No. Next, I didn't even know we had this.
It came in yesterday.
Oh, well, no wonder. What nibs do we have? Because I want one.
Fine and medium.
Finally. Kaweco All Sport in rose gold, finally.
Yeah.
This
it's a good looking
is
pen.
Killer. This is awesome. I totally want one. I have a thing for anything rose gold. Brian's always teasing me. My phone.
Your mouse, your laptop cover. Don't you have a stapler that's rose gold?
It's navy blue with rose gold trim. Yes. But this is just...
As a matter of fact.
This is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So somebody needs to chime in and comment in the on the video. Do I go with a silver clip or a gold clip? I know it's got silver at the top, but I'm thinking gold, just to
be
different. How am I going to put it in my pocket?
Your shirt pocket?
You don't ever have a shirt pocket. But it's gorgeous. So the Kaweco All Sport in rose gold, we finally have it. It is absolutely as gorgeous as I imagined it would
great.
Be.
It looks great.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Absolutely gorgeous.
New. As in
less
than...
Well, this is new.
Well, that is new.
Look at how beautiful that is.
People know about this.
I know, but it matches my laptop sleeve and
okay.
my
stapler. Okay, so for our anniversary, you can... We'll put that on your desk.
I have other things I want for anniversary. All right, so what do we have left?
Okay, so less than 24 hours ago, this came in the mail. Nobody has seen this until right now.
A couple of us have seen it.
Well, we have seen it, but... All right, this came in the mail. This is going to be a brand new Anderson Pens exclusive.
Look at this.
I'm just going to put that right there. And for those people who are listening on the podcast, not watching it, they're not going to know what I'm talking about.
It's red. It's beautiful.
Diplomat Arrow.
It's gorgeous.
Silver trim. This thing is...
Sweet.
It is sweet. It is sweet.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. This red color, a real dark red. It's kind of a
brick red, but it's not too dark. It's definitely not burgundy.
Listen to that click.
I love that. I like the silver trim. We talked about doing this with a different trim, and I really do like the silver. I think it makes it pop.
It does.
That red is just a killer color. And so what's the deal with these?
So these are our exclusive.
Woo!
For...
Just you and me?
Yeah, right. Let's waste time on the podcast about that. These are Anderson Pens exclusives for limited time. Fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint. Are you mocking me, Mrs. Anderson?
Well, yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint.
Did we mention red?
It's great.
I love the color.
It gives the current lineup a little color.
A little pop.
Because you've got orange, which is great, but this red
is... The orange is killer.
This red is nice. So
yes.
These are going to be available very soon for pre-order and when they come in. All right.
These are great. It's a good size. It's on the... For me, I have a small hand. I would honestly review it as a little bit on the bigger side, but certainly not big and chunky.
Not really. The taper really takes
away
from it.
Yes, it does. Me. Absolutely. And it posts well. I'm a diehard poster.
Yes, you are.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what's in this coffee.
All right.
So, other news. We just got back from Chicago last week. A lovely visit.
We were honored with a visit from President Hisa of Sailor Japan and Mr. Mori and Mr. Fujisawa.
Fujisawa, yep. Came over from Japan to see the store and show us some of the new stuff that's coming out this year. Which we can't talk about, so sorry.
But... it was a great visit. We also got to see Don and Larry of Atoya, the distributor of Sailor. Scott and Michael are sales reps. That really actually demeans them. They're not really sales reps.
No.
They're just like,
awesome.
I don't know, business partner sales gurus or something. But we had this really terrific time. Dinner at Gibson's was just to die for.
Yeah, it was great.
Do you know they make a cake?
I have to talk about this.
One of the servers said that the carrot cake is about 11 inches high. A foot, people. A foot.
It's big.
It's huge.
They were no joke.
What, do they make this like 12 foot high by 12 foot in...
12 foot high.
It felt like it after we ate it. 12 inch high by 12 inch diameter, and they cut it in what?
I think they cut it in quarters. This was
or
a quarter
thirds.
Of a cake.
This was huge.
Yeah.
Unbelievably huge.
We shared it with the table, and there were, nine? Is there three, four, five, six, seven, nine of us.
Nine of us. And we had leftovers.
And we had enough left over. We had like a huge piece left over. We all ate some. Great.
Amazing dinner.
Great dinner.
Terrific visit. We did get to see some cool things. We got to do some back and forth feedback on how things were going.
The new stuff coming out.
New stuff.
Killer.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. I can't wait to talk about it.
Nice to get together with them.
Yep.
They had come to visit us in Appleton, and then we saw them again in April in Long Island. Brian got to go to a Cubs game.
Went to the Cubs game.
And the Brewers won.
The Brewers won, so that was difficult because, if the Cubs have been playing anybody else, the Cubs are the home team. But they're playing the Brewers, so...
Got to go Wisconsin.
Okay. So. You know what else I got to do while they were there? And I think you almost hit me.
What did you do?
I got to see President Hisa, the president of Sailor Japan, his personal daily carry.
Oh, yeah.
He opened up his case. I don't know how this happened, but all of a sudden he opens up his case.
And everybody starts grabbing his pens.
And he had a King of Pen, transparent purple with the clear transparent ends. And we started... And he had a yellow Pro Gear Rialo with Rodden inlay on the top.
I was trying to behave myself and not just grab the man's pens.
Well, he took them out first.
Yes.
And then we grabbed them.
Yes. So. It was really, it was amazing. But it's really fascinating to see what the president of a pen company, who can have them make anything he wants, anything in the world. It's really interesting to see what he carries, what he chose to travel with. This isn't just going to the office. This was...
No, the one pen I really wanted to see in his case, but I didn't ask because... Well, we were talking about something and then, this happened. It kind of happened impromptu. He had, I swear, it's a Pro Gear King of Pen with Kanazawa leaf. Gold leaf.
Oh yeah,
what
pen. Was that thing?
I don't know what it was, but it was big. It was a Pro Gear. It was
gorgeous.
Clearly Kanazawa leaf. It was fantastic. It was really, really pretty. So.
So that was fun. And then I had a pen that someone had given me and took it out to show, and they couldn't figure out who it was made for. That was kind of cool. We stumped the Japanese. That was fun. But that was a real honor to be able to show them the store in Chicago and spend some time with them, and it was a good time.
Yep. So, and we also, while we were there, we did finally meet up with our new Mont Blanc rep.
Yes.
So we got some questions answered, and we had been out of
a lot
of stuff for a long time, but they're starting to clear up some of those issues, and we got in a ton of ink last week. That I ordered March. I ordered it in March.
I mean, obviously that's heavy, and you can't just airlift a bunch of, some of that stuff is really heavy. So, how long do container ships take?
I don't know.
Can you imagine?
Too long.
Think about container ships with all that stuff. Yep. I want to be there on the dock when it comes.
So, anyway, it was a good week
at
the store. Now we're back in Appleton. Next week already. We leave for the Dallas Pen Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's Friday and Saturday, September 28th and 29th. Don't forget Pen Show pickup.
Purchases don't count toward your Pen Show budget.
No, and if I buy something, it doesn't count toward my budget either. So that's you're not funny, Brian. Look, but Dallas is coming up. Is it the same DoubleTree?
Yes.
Galleria that
on
has been.
On Valley View Lane.
Yeah.
We should have that down here.
Yeah, $40.99 maybe.
Something like that. Same place it's been for years. Good two ballrooms and lots. And that Dallas has the silent auction, which is a lot of fun. There's only one problem with it. We can't get out to keep bidding.
To bid on stuff. So last year, I think we missed it completely.
We might have.
I have one pens and another. We have one things there. So,
did we get the Michael Saul?
We did get the Michael Saul
piece
there,
the calligraphy piece. So
it's on black with white.
Yep,
white lettering. Yeah.
He felt bad that he didn't have anything to donate, so he ran to CVS or something, got a piece of black cardstock, paper poster board, and just whipped it up in his room. It's the most gorgeous thing.
Yeah, so it's actually hanging in the store here at Appleton.
Yes. So Dallas is going to be great. Always good weather,
good show.
Yep. We always have a lot of fun, and it's a good mix of vintage and modern for those of you attending. And just stop by and say hi.
So that'll be good. Yep. I think that's it for this week.
Sure. You're the boss,
Not the boss.
No.
All right. So
yes, I have that on video.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Yes.
And follow our blog for, apparently I'm doing the rest of this. Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson
Pens. You know, I just like to mix it up
sometimes. We have a store in Chicago. If you're in or planning to visit the Chicago area, stop by our shop on the ground floor of the Palmer House, Hilton. Open 7 days a week. Our Chicago website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
Go say hi to the gang in the Chicago store.
See you next time.
This is fun.